Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's sermon is based primarily on the gospel text and the parable of the sower by Jesus, but also I'd like you to reconsider these verses from the epistle lesson from 2 Corinthians, St. Paul's words, where he says, "But the Lord said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" So far, our text. All of us have friends, close personal people that we trust ourselves to, and in some ways we enjoy to be around. We all have friends, and we all have enemies. Enemies are people that mean you harm. They are opposed to you personally. "The Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies," King David says. You have enemies, persons and things that want you to fail. In Jesus' parable of the sower, he describes three of our enemies. They are the devil, the world, and the sinful flesh. These are your enemies. They want you to fail at gaining salvation, or if that's too late, they want you to lose it. The devil, the world, and the sin of our nature. These three enemies work together as a team to steal, to choke, and to otherwise hinder the Word of God from finding its purchase in you. And should the Word be planted in you, these enemies would prevent it from growing to a mature faith. You see, faith is a living thing. But like all living things, if it's not taken care of, as Jesus tells us in this parable today, like all living things, faith can die. Jesus says, "Love your enemies." But he doesn't mean these enemies that we're talking about here. He means love other people even if they mean you harm. Put up with evil people as they pop up in your life. That does not destroy faith. Putting up with your enemies and loving them builds faith through love. In this world, there will be temptations and struggles. In this world, you have jobs to do, and these vocations will require you to be around false doctrine and around evil people. This will not defile you. St. Paul teaches in Scripture that even a marriage unequally yoked with an unbeliever produces holy children. So when you are out toiling in the world as husband, wife, neighbor, worker, whatever, be tolerant. Turn the other cheek. Walk the extra mile. Do everything you can to make sure that when your enemies oppose you, their hatred of you is unjustified and unjustifiable. Be tolerant as your enemies oppose you in the world. But false doctrine and evil are not to be tolerated in the congregation of the righteous. In the church of God, they are to be rebuked and repented of, so that the pure seed of the word will not be hindered from finding purchase in a good heart. Love your enemies, but do not love your spiritual enemies. Do not indulge them. Do not be patient with them. Don't tolerate them, don't underestimate them, and don't think you're strong enough to face them. Love your neighbor, even your enemy neighbor, as yourself, but you must not love the devil, you must not love the world, and you must not love your sin. On the contrary, you are supposed to hate them. Often enough, well-intentioned Christians don't take these spiritual enemies seriously enough. They think, "I have faith, so I don't need to be concerned about the devil or the world. I'm already saved." You are saved. But as long as you are in this sinful body, you can lose your faith. You have faith that's alive, but Satan can snatch the word from your environment, from your heart. The world can choke your faith, and sin can sicken it. The devil is one featured in Jesus' parable today. And the devil is a liar. He's flexible to adapt to any situation, and he twists the word of God in a particular way for every generation. He uses, for instance, a false doctrine called once saved, always saved, to make people ignore the reality that faith does not endure naturally. Faith can be deceived. Faith can be starved. Faith can die when faith is left alone. Christian parents are easily fooled. In raising their children, sometimes they say that they don't want to force Christianity on them, that they'll give their children a choice. But choice is based on belief, and beliefs are sown. That's just the way it is. The devil teaches, the world teaches, the sinful flesh teaches children and indoctrinates them every single day of their life. But Scripture says, raise your children in the fear and instruction of the Lord, so that when they grow old, they do not depart from it. Another problem is when parents choose churches based on inessentials. When churches are chosen because of youth groups, social gatherings, or location, rather than the pure word. It's the same with married couples who find a compromise church. They'll put up with some different teachings because their faith is strong enough and they love their spouse. But no faith is strong enough to survive without the Word of God. And to compromise on the purity of that Word is to test God and to court disaster. And when pastors and churches compromise with the world in order to attract the world into the church, when churches trade orderly worship for spontaneity, trade holiness for worldliness, trade ordained clergy for a managerial staff, trade hymnody for pop music, trade true beauty for banality. In doing this, they overestimate their faith and they underestimate the enemy. They become not Christ patiently walking 2 miles. They are Eve patiently listening to the snake in the garden. So be wise. Like Jesus told Peter, it's true of all of us. Satan desires to sift you like wheat. But Christ has prayed for you that your faith may not fail. The faith he has given you is not a Herculean superpower. It is a weakness. Faith is a weakness, but it is a weakness that can move mountains and stand against the gates of hell. Because faith is a jar of clay that holds the everlasting Word of God. With the Word, faith can endure all things. Without the Word, it will be dashed to pieces like a potter's vessel. So if you want to love your enemies, and you should, love your enemies by giving up your pride against them, by giving up your selfishness, your envy, your anger, and spite. Turn the other cheek for your enemies. Go the extra mile for them. In this way, love your enemies, other people in this life. But love God by giving up false teaching that twists and chokes the means of your salvation. God has chosen you in Christ Jesus that you would have faith. The faith he gives will abide 100-fold in this life and even into the life to come. It will produce fruit that pleases your Father in heaven. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for their works follow them. So says the psalmist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God which passes our understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.